It seemed like a good idea for the beef business. Cattlemen wanted to raise money to promote their product, so a law was passed and everyone chipped in. Billions of dollars later, a couple of Kansas cowboys are raising questions and commotion about the program. As Harvest Public Media's Peggy Lowe reports, their cries are as old as the Boston Tea Party: taxation without representation.
David Frank is not your old school cowboy. He drives across this pasture in north central Kansas on a cold and windy spring day, not on a horse, but in a Ford F-350 pickup.
Now, 3 hours ago, this thing was born.
Frank spots a newborn calf standing on shaky legs near its mother at the edge of the pasture. He's wary of the mama cow.
Have you ever seen that movie, Forrest Gump? This is like a box of chocolate here. You don't know what you're going to get. You know, they're very protective.
Frank grabs a shepherd's stick and slowly moves towards the animals. He catches the baby by a hind leg and brings her down. In an instant, Frank clips the calf's ear with a bright yellow plastic tag. Number 7034, an ID that helps track it from birth to sale. She is now the next animal in line to fund what's called the Beef Checkoff Program.
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Those commercials featuring cowboy movie star Sam Elliott are some of the most recognized ad campaigns ever. They're created by the Cattlemen's Beef Board, and they're funded by guys like Frank. By federal law, cattle producers have to contribute $1 to the checkoff for each animal they sell. Half the money goes to state beef groups, the other half to the national board. The checkoff has become a $2 billion bonanza that helped the industry promote beef and buy research.
I call it a liberty tax.
Why do you call it that?
We just lost some liberty.
By law, the cattlemen must pay even if they don't have a say in how the money is spent or even get to see the books. They must pay even if they believe the checkoff advances the interests of big corporations over their own. And their fears were realized when a U.S. Inspector General's report showed that the government was providing no oversight of the checkoff funds.
Not a volunteer. It's mandatory. We just lost some freedom. And we're not being represented. We can't get on the board. Can't do this and this. We lost some liberty right now.
Frank and a neighboring cattleman, Jim Dobbins, have become ranching revolutionaries. They've investigated the local group that collects the checkoff. That's called the Kansas Livestock Association. They were shocked to learn that it takes in double-digit millions every year and that its executives make six-figure salaries. When they're not raising cattle, Dobbins and Frank raise corn. They told me they cooked up this commotion while riding on their tractors.
See, you go back and forth and back and forth. Well, that doesn't take a real mental giant, fortunately.
I guess, yeah.
To do that. Yeah. So we have time to think.
And turned us into activists. This is wrong.
Other producers across the country are angry that just one organization gets most of the checkoff money. The National Beef Cattlemen's Association is based in suburban Denver and rakes in over $40 million a year from the checkoff. Both the national and local beef groups refuse to talk to us on tape, but they maintain most farmers and ranchers appreciate the program.
My name is Tim Manson. I'm a tractor tire salesman / farmer. I live in Tonganoxie, Kansas.
Manson doesn't mind paying the dollar because it also goes to pay for educating consumers and fighting problems like E. coli or mad cow disease.
It actually is marketing for all of us. That dollar a head's pretty cheap.
Now many in the industry want to double that dollar, making farmers and ranchers pay $2 a head when they sell an animal. They need the money, they say, because the drought has brought on losses and chicken has overtaken beef as America's favorite meat. The industry has been fighting about it for 3 years, and Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is frustrated.
Because they're locking horns, tens of millions of dollars of promotion and research and marketing isn't getting done at a time when there's domestic competition and international opportunity. I mean, seriously, does that make sense?
Back at David Frank's place in central Kansas, number 7034 has been taken off pasture and is being fattened with corn. She's good-natured, so Frank figures he'll keep her for a while. If she's around for 13 years, the average lifespan of a heifer, with one calf a year, Frank says she'll contribute at least $13 to the checkoff. But he's fighting that. He hopes that when he does sell those animals, he won't have to fatten up the coffers of a group that won't tell him where his money is going. Peggy Lowe, Harvest Public Media.